From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. We are live Sunday, the 14th day of March 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We have a lot of important news to cover today, obviously, but the first thing I want to cover is a Boston News Channel piece. Team 5 investigates after Amesbury pulls sodium fluoride from their water supply. And we'll get into why they've done this and how the story itself is a red herring. And Kurt Nemo has written a key article titled, Story on Mystery Substance Distracts from Fact that Fluoride is Deadly Killer. And he wrote the story yesterday. It's excellent. And if you go to the bottom of the featured news section on the front of InfoWars.com, it's already scrolled to the bottom there. It's very important to read this article and to send it to everyone you know. Because it's not just about fluoride. It nexuses in to so many important subjects. Also, Massachusetts High Court rules Second Amendment does not apply to the states and that they can basically ban firearms. This is treason. We know what the Second Amendment states. We know what the Supreme Court has said. But these parasite states run by complete criminals want to disarm their slaves, and it's not going to happen. Also, Kurt Nemo's got a new story out at InfoWars.com, links to the AP. Guns used in Pentagon and Las Vegas courtroom shootings originated with Tennessee police. Both of the big shootings used to put naked body scanners in courthouses and to demonize 9/11 truth came from law enforcement lockers. Very, very suspicious. Pelosi says she's confident the House will pass the health care bill. We've been hearing that for the last 2 months, so that is coming up as well today. I also want to get into the nanny state. It's not just New York wanting to ban salt in your food. They want to tax and regulate every facet of your life. We're going to break down not just the nanny state, but why they want this nanny state, the type of system that is being set up. Also, Obama supports a national DNA database, and we're going to play a video, an audio clip of him promoting that and exactly what that means. Folks in California are revolting. PG&E customer refuses to take smart meter, locks up old meter, and they're now putting these in Austin, where I live, where they can control your thermostat. And they're saying as part of a green initiative, the government may not let you to have your house at 76. They're going to decide how much energy you can have. And this gets into the whole nanny state stack of news that we have here today. But this situation with fluoride is so important and feeds into so many other subjects to really understand the type of society we live in with this deadly poison, this forced medication going on, that we're going to cover that first when we come back. Also, an amazing interview, the best I've ever done of many in person and on the radio over the phone with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I want to talk about that today because I've been told the show has been picked up again for a second season after getting record ratings on True TV about a month ago, but I couldn't talk about it. And then Ventura went ahead and said on air that for those who want to know, I'm going to be a bigger, even bigger part as a consultant and in the production and probably one of the main reporters in the new season of True TV. But they don't start production on that until the summer. So that's very, very exciting. This groundbreaking work continues and that this information is becoming so mainstream that now I'm going to get an even bigger role with Governor Ventura in his television program, his hit television program that is the first ever on national television, really exposing in a fair manner the New World Order from our perspective. Okay, I'm going to launch into all the news straight ahead after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
You You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. We are live, the 14th day of March, 2010, and to be here for the next 2 hours. Okay. I'm going to get into a big stack of nanny state news from not just the United States, but around the world. The same private corporate interests worldwide are lobbying governments to basically turn the planet into a prison and to micromanage and control every facet of our lives, to literally, completely domesticate us. I want to get into that stack of news, a lot of economic news as well today. But the first story I want to get into is from thebostonchannel.com. Team 5 investigates after Amesbury pulls sodium fluoride from the water supply. More than 70% of U.S. cities and towns have sodium fluoride added. And in 2000, in 2006, and we've had the head of the EPA's union on, who's a top toxicologist, over 90% of their toxicologists and scientists have sent open letters to their bosses and to the Congress saying, take fluoride out of the water. Number one, sodium fluoride's deadly poison. Number two, under the catch-all term sodium fluoride, they are adding over 150 on average, sometimes over 300, but most cities 150 deadly chemicals. It is the toxic waste of nuclear weapons, uranium purification, aluminum production, and, of course, fertilizer production. Mercury, lead, arsenic. And they take this toxic waste that big companies, this is such a sick joke, it's got to be the biggest hoax in history. And in the 40s, when they were producing nuclear weapons secretly in Tennessee, this is all declassified, they began dumping the fluoride byproduct in the streams and rivers. And so they put out a report in the late 40s saying, let's just put this in the water supply. And if you read mainline history books about communist Russia and about Nazi Germany, it was first the Russians by the 20s had learned that if they added sodium fluoride and its different cofactors or different variants, different varieties they put in, that it is a toxic sedative. It also reduces fertility and attacks the entire body. Now, this is not my opinion. Kurt Nemo's written an article at Infowars.com that has links to the federal government, to the EPA, to Austrian university research, just to major scientific reports. It has an entire, the National Research Council, the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, Agriculture Research Services. So everything I'm telling you here is on record. And you can go read how it attacks your bones and more than doubles bone cancer. It's even higher if you just look at men, but overall, averaging men and women together, a doubling of bone cancer. It attacks the bone marrow and the very important white blood cell production and stem cell production. It accelerates the aging process. It attacks the thyroid. It attacks the hypothalamus. And some will say, well, if this fluoride's so bad, why does the news say we're living longer? Well, the United States is listed as 25th in the world for longevity, right beside Libya and others. But the bigger issue here is we live less extended lives than we did 100 years ago. Oh, yes. Let me explain how they cook the numbers. There's one area where Americans live longer. If you ever go out to an old cemetery, we've got an old family cemetery with 150-year-old graves in it, and you'll notice that more than half the graves are 5 years old or younger. Yes, most families lost children. Different statistics from different decades, but as much as a third or more of children never made it past age five. And you had high infant mortality. And a lot of women died giving birth. So you go to a graveyard, it's full of 16 and 18 and 20 and 22-year-old women who died during childbirth, and a lot of times they're buried right next to their dead baby. So, if you made it past the age of 10, and there's different statistics on this, but on average past the age of 10, you would live into your 80s, not to the average of, what, 74 in the U.S. So, we actually live, even though we have better food and supposedly better medicine, we live a lot less longer than our ancestors did. Because you're going to see this hoax number put out everywhere that, well, we're living longer. No, we're not. We are not living longer. And we're way behind every other industrialized country. And because of better nutrition and a lot of good things that mainline, you know, classic Western medicine provides, you don't die of gangrene from a broken leg or a bullet wound. So there's a lot of great things, and the establishment knows we'd be living to 120 with all of these advances if they weren't poisoning the water supply and the food. And this is on record. I have the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, writing a big textbook about drugging the water and the food. We have all these globalist statements about how they want to do this. It is going on. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you are all taught that only kooks say that fluoride isn't good for you. But if you'll just go to Infowars.com and read this one article by Kurt Nemo, full of links to mainline universities and government research and even the EPA, over 90% of the EPA's own scientists say, take it out, what are you doing? And even the American Dental Association 5 years ago said, don't have kids take fluoride pills or brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste until age six because of dental fluorosis and it weakens the teeth. It does not make them stronger. Don't believe me. Just search engine the term sodium fluoride or fluoridation of water cancer. You'll get hundreds of mainstream news articles. Okay? This is an absolute fact. And the Russians and the Nazis learned to put this in the camp slaves' water. There's a reason it seems like the average American is in a trance. You have been hit with a chemical weapon. This is a absolute fact. Now, on screen, this is not just a radio show. If you go over to prisonplanet.tv, you can watch us live. On screen, we have the Infowars.com article, but anybody can go to Infowars and read this article. Story on mystery substance distracts from fact that fluoride is a deadly killer. Now, this Team 5 News out of Boston, talking about one of its suburbs that it hasn't been fluoridating in the last year, talks about how whatever is in the fluoride that we're buying from China to put in our water is clogging up the machines and broke the machines, but this is what the city contract is, and so they aren't using it because it broke the machine. And it shows how of every bucket of the poison they put in the drainage system and in the filters, about a third of it is still there, and the city won't pay to have it tested for what it is. We know what it is. Okay, the top EPA scientists are on record. It is over 150 chemicals on average. When you hear the word fluoridation, that is a catch-all for hundreds of toxic waste chemicals that by law are authorized to be added to your water. Okay? And that's why, a few years ago, the top dentist who over a decade ago did the national campaign to get Canada's water fluoridated. We had him on a few years ago. He then found out, my God, this isn't calcium fluoride that actually is good for you and good for your teeth, a little bit of it. This is sodium fluoride and other molecules of it and hundreds of other chemicals. It's 150 on average, some water systems over 300. We got a tour of the Austin water treatment plant, 6 months ago. They wouldn't let us videotape. And it showed where when they dump the fluoride in it, it eats holes in the concrete if any of it dribbles out. And they gave us the paperwork that over $1 million a year is what Austin pays for bags of toxic waste. Now here's the issue. The media is freaking out about the mystery substance, but on the newscast they show the bags of fluoride and it says deadly poison attacks all the organs, will kill you. So there it says deadly poison. And they're dumping it in the water. We'll be right back.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can see this screenshot from the Boston TV station. We'll put it back up on screen again. And it says, sodium fluoride, danger, poison, toxic by ingestion, target organs. This is what it's targeting. Heart, kidneys, bones, central nervous system, gastrointestinal system, teeth. Do not get in eyes. Do not ingest. Do not inhale. Use proper respiration. A screenshot capture from the WCVB TV report reveals fluoride added to drinking water is a deadly toxin. So what's the issue here? This isn't just about fluoride. It's about mind control and propaganda. Here's a newscast where they're saying, we're so worried, you know, for the last year or so, we haven't been putting fluoride in your water because we're ordered to buy this fluoride from China. And it's something else is in it, and it's clogging all the machines. Look at all this gook. Look at all this garbage. Look at all this sludge. We need to get the fluoride to the children. We need to make sure people read it. And then they show at the water treatment plant the bags. And we saw these same bags in Austin. They wouldn't let us videotape it. I'm going to have to get like a FOIA request or order it or something. Because people need to see this. So on the bag, it says deadly poison targets the organs, absolutely devastating. And then they'll say, well, there's only 1 to 3 parts per million. Well, studies show that that causes a 10 IQ point reduction if it's drunk for just 5 years by an adolescent. And see, it builds up. Nothing, according to the toxicologist, neurologist, and scientist we've had on here, medical doctors and researchers, nothing builds up worse in the body than fluoride. It's one of the smallest particles on the periodic table. It is just absolutely tiny and deadly poison. But the whole newscast is about, oh my gosh, there's something else in it. And after we heard about melamine in China, after we heard about lead in the toys and all these poisons in the jewelry, you know, we don't know what the Chinese are doing. Well, Austin buys its fluoride from a company in Florida, hundreds of chemicals in it. Hundreds of other deadly chemicals, not just fluoride. So I want to play this newscast for everybody out there. And I want to explain something to you. Even if you drink bottled water or filtered water, you absorb it when you breathe it in the shower or bath, and the biggest organ in the body is the skin. The skin. And this is so deadly, and it is in one particular book on World War II, a Pulitzer Prize-winning book that we have linked in this article, where the Nazis, when they were friends with Stalin, when they split up Poland together, learned of this, I.G. Farben did, from the Russians. And Stalin was putting this in their labor camp workers' water. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who spent, 6 years in a forced labor camp, wrote about this. They put in your water what the communist Russians and the Nazi Germans put in slave and death camp water supplies. Now, I have John P. Holdren, Eco-science book, where he says we want to put stuff in the water supply to reduce your fertility. And what does fluoride do? It reduces fertility. It makes you passive. It attacks your bones. Let's go ahead and play the short newscast so we can analyze it. Here it is from Massachusetts.
The water in Amesbury is supposed to have fluoride in it, but Rob Damaris has been concerned for years about what's in the supply he gets from China. The residue you see here is what won't dissolve when he puts the fluoride powder in the water. What is that?
We don't know.
You have no idea what's in there?
I don't know what it is. It's not soluble. And it doesn't appear to be sodium fluoride, so we're not quite sure what it is.
Damaris says the residue clogs his machines and makes it difficult to get a consistent mix.
For almost a year, these fluoride pumps in Amesbury have been off, and the water department says they'll stay off until they can figure out what's in the fluoride.
The Department of Public Health says more than 650,000 customers in 44 communities are getting the product in question, and only Amesbury has temporarily stopped using it.
But despite those concerns, we want to be clear. Both state and federal health officials tell Team 5 Investigates Chinese fluoride is safe.
The New York company which supplies the fluoride in question says it is certified by the National Sanitation Foundation, which assures the quality of the product. And despite 1,000 complaints, the Centers for Disease Control also says it's safe, although testing continues to determine the precise composition of the residue.
They should test it to make sure that what they're putting in is safe for us to drink.
Paul Stewart lives in Newburyport and believes he has a right to know exactly what's in his water.
On the same day that I read the story about the fluoride coming from China, I also read stories about the melamine that was being contaminated in the milk products coming from China, that, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch actually pulled some of their jewelry off the shelves because it was contaminated with cadmium coming from China. And then we had another story about more lead in kids' toys coming from China.
Since 2007, most of the sodium fluoride has also been imported from China because it's the least expensive on the market.
I don't think that when it comes to something that I ingest every day, the lowest bidder is good enough.
I'd like to be able to add it in, you know, worry-free.
For Team 5 Investigates, I'm Kelly Tuthill.
Okay, now that is mind control. They show the bags that say deadly poison attacks every organ, attacks your bones, fluoride. And of course the federal government certifies it. They allow over 300 chemicals to be added. Most companies put 150 in. And that's the sick joke. Austin pays $1.2 million. I've shown the paperwork here on air 6 months ago when we got the tour. And the name of the company. The particular company Austin buys it from in Florida is where they mine limestone and crush it up. And in the limestone are the chemicals that they need for fertilizer. But then they have all this poison byproduct that by law you can't put in crop fertilizer. And so they take out the poison and put it in your water. Here's something people will get and understand. Go to Home Depot. And if you buy fertilizer for food plants, tomato plants or whatever, it will not have all the toxic chemicals in it. But if it's lawn fertilizer, it will say, do not use in agriculture. Poison. But that runs off into our water and into our water table. And it's the same crud. And so they can't get rid of it, and it brain damages us, and they'd have to store it or get rid of it. And so they say, okay, we'll just feed this to the American people. We will force medicate you. Now, even if it was good for your teeth, which the American Dental Association 5 years ago had to admit, no, that's not true. Fractures the teeth, causes dental fluorosis. My dad's a dentist. I had to bring him the documents in the last decade. He now agrees with me. He was never a bad guy. He just believed the system. Folks, you've got to look at this for yourself. You've got to find out what this is doing to you and your family. Don't you love your children? But let's say it was even good for us. Why is it forced medication? That is illegal on every front. It is illegal to put something in the water supply that they say is good for you and is a medication. But let's say it was good for your teeth, which it isn't. That's like saying, well, I want to put sunscreen on so I don't get too much sun, so I'm going to drink a big glass of sunscreen. It's supposedly for your teeth. Why don't you just brush your teeth? Oh, what's it say on the back of the toothpaste package? Look for yourself. It says, if you ingest more than a psi of this, call poison control immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, long before I knew about fluoride being deadly, when I was a little kid, I'd get a fluoride treatment or something. I'd get sick for days with headaches. They're poisoning all of us. We'll be back with Aaron Dykes because they're now adding it to your food as well. Chemical attack on you and your family.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get back into the forced drugging of the population with a deadly chemical weapon that precipitates out in the body, builds up, your body sheds almost zero of the fluoride that you come in contact with your life. They put aluminum, they put mercury in the water as well as part of this program. That's what's being put in your water under the name of fluoride. Fluoride is bad enough, deadly poison. But they add all these other chemicals. Enjoy your Alzheimer's. Enjoy your cancer. Enjoy it all. But on a positive note, Jesse Ventura's book is now number 2 on the Amazon chart in the top 10 of all the other major charts. 1 week out, we have the new book in hardcover, American Conspiracies Discounted. It's $24.95 at InfoWars.com. It's $19.95, and you get one of my films free, the film of your choice, free, there on the special page when you get the book. That's a $44.95 value. That's more than half off American Conspiracies with Jesse Ventura. Two other program notes on that. He was on with us for an hour and 20 minutes Friday and went ahead and announced what I've been barred from announcing, American Conspiracies author Jesse Ventura's top TV show, number one on True TV, beat out all the other cable networks, but Fox is getting a second bigger series, bigger budget. I'm a consultant. I appeared in some of the shows. I'll be in more of the shows, probably as a reporter. Very exciting news there. And Ventura had the idea that he wants to come down to Austin, so I get a week off in the next few months and co-host for a week or host for a week. So look for that. The truth is really starting to get out there, and the people are getting more and more hungry for hardcore information that we provide here on this radio show, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Okay, I'm begging listeners. I know you were conditioned and brainwashed in school and told kooks talk about how fluoride's bad for you in the water and is meant to make you passive. Just like you were told kooks warn you about banks bankrupting things by design and setting up a world government. Now it's all being announced. Kooks say that your laptop, built-in camera, and microphone is listening to you and watching you. It's now mainstream admitted news. They always tell you that so you won't research. But if you'll just go to Infowars.com and read this one article by Kurt Nemo and click on all the links to the U.S. government, to other governments, to major universities, you will see the facts for yourself. There is no longer any more time for denial, ladies and gentlemen. The facts are out. In fact, I want to play a short clip first from Fox News just 2 months ago with the Japanese government looking at putting lithium, another toxic chemical that they give psychotics, in the water supply. Because if it makes one of us not commit suicide, if it makes us more docile, lithium must be good. That's also being proposed by White House science czar John P. Holdren. They are pushing the forced medication of the public. But here's the news. It's already going on by stealth. Here's that clip.
D32 now with only 2 weeks left of 2009. We're taking a look back at some of the most interesting healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. Arkel Georgiou to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and of course, to prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that in prescription doses treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder or manic depressive illness.
Okay, that's enough.
Researchers found in Japan.
I've also got other clips where they say that mercury is good for your brain. In fact, cue that up. Mercury is good for your brain. KI News, Austin, Texas. But this was a news feed. The CBS Broadcast Center sent this out to all their affiliates with a video package and the text, and then this was read locally on the news nationwide, a federal study saying mercury is good for your brain. We'll play that once they've had time to they found it. Wow, quick on the go there. Let's go ahead and play the news saying mercury is good for your brain. Lithium, fluoride, mercury, good. Here it is.
Yes. Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And by the way, I have two news articles and one from the FDA now saying they've recalled the H1N1 vaccine, that it's dangerous. It's in the National Post in Canada, and it's on the FDA website, but nowhere else that I've seen. Just, oh, by the way, it was bad for you and didn't protect you, and it's dangerous. So are we the kooks saying mercury's not good for your brain, fluoride's not good for your brain? Lithium shouldn't be put in our water. They're all basically out there conditioning you, getting you ready to accept this. I want to go to Aaron Dykes because 2 weeks ago he did a bunch of research and then got busy and never wrote the article because Aaron does video editing. He updates Infowars.com and he writes incredible investigative reports because his favorite brand of apple juice, he saw them complaining in California. It's that brand that won the World's Fair over 100 years ago. That they're mad because they use municipal water, and they've done it for over 100 years, and they're about to add fluoride to it. And the city said, we'll pay to put machines in where it takes the fluoride out for you. And then the article out of California said, oh, everybody has rotten teeth now, and use some fake statistics. So Aaron called a couple of dentists locally, and they said, what are they talking about? This is ridiculous. The American Dental Association says that fluoride isn't even good now. But that's something else that's a fact that most people don't know. Aaron, tell us about this.
Yeah, it's incredible. On the one hand, it's nice to know this company, Martinelli, cares about what goes into their products and tries to use, you know, clean water and everything. But on the other hand, it's one of the few cities in all of California that doesn't fluoridate. I'm sure that's not by accident. And they're now trying to force the fluoride into the community using phony force grants to the California Dental Association and using the state mandates that are out there. But they're trying to force in this water, force in the fluoride into the water at great expense, and then they're later going to pin it on the community. And they're even going to pay for the ultra-expensive process of removing the fluoride for this company just so they could still force medicate the community.
And you called some of the locals, and you tried to get a comment back from the apple juice maker. It's the best apple juice I've tasted. And no, they're going to put it in. And the government will come in and spend millions to even get a medium-sized city to do this. It's so important. The government cares so much about your teeth, Aaron.
Yeah, this is a small, small community. But still, they're going to force in, you know, millions of dollars worth of fluoride treatment. And this article in the LA Times is astounding. They're claiming there's a tooth epidemic. This person they have a quote from, who's not even a dentist, says it's the worst teeth she's seen outside of Nicaragua, whatever that means. They're tying.
And then you called a local dentist, and he said it was preposterous.
He said it's outrageous. They're trying to say the migrant workers can't even afford to use toothpaste and have to brush with water, so therefore they have to medicate.
And then he told you they come in flush with cash.
Yeah, they come in and get dental work like anyone else at the rate of hundreds of dollars per time, per session, you know. And it's a total fraud. I mean, on the one hand, if this is a total tooth epidemic, we need to have, you know, people on the ground investigating this. But we know.
No, it's total propaganda. Anything else, Aaron?
No, that's just about it. I mean, they're forced medicating and writing this terrible propaganda.
But, hey, we are the conspiracy theorists. Everybody knows lithium and fluoride and mercury are good.
I don't know.
But see how they just put this outrageous stuff out in the open? And then I sent Nemo yesterday this video clip out of Boston, and I basically told him what I wanted him to write about, and then he went and found even more evidence. But here they are saying, oh, my gosh, something else is in the fluoride. It might be poisonous. We've stopped putting it in your water. It's clogging up the machines. And then on the bags says causes kidney, liver failure, deadly poison. If you breathe one whiff of this, you're dead. On the bag says deadly poison with skull and crossbones. It's just hidden in plain view. When we come back, this is from the FDA website, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, recall of the H1N1 vaccine.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back in December, there were quite a few recalls of the H1N1 vaccine. The media spun it that, it wasn't strong enough to actually protect people. But now we have the actual details from the FDA. This is FDA.gov. We'll put it on screen for folks right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. It says 2010 biological recalls. And it says recall of influenza A H1N1 vaccine. And it gives multiple massive recalls of the vaccine. And we'll give people a document cam shot of that right now. Then continuing here. Here is a story out of the National Post, big paper in Canada. Flu shots futile, study finds, nursing home test, didn't find proof immunization stops viruses. A new Canadian-led study has added to the simmering scientific dispute over flu shot campaigns, concluding that immunizing nursing home workers does nothing to cut the number of confirmed influenza cases among the home's elderly residents. So there are the facts. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that these big companies are just making money off this. But it's a lot worse than that. Hitler was able to do what he did because people couldn't imagine that someone could be that monstrous, that evil. Stalin was able to do what he did because people couldn't believe it was really happening. Mao Zedong killed between 60 and 80 million people. The Chinese government says 84 million. Our media says 64 million. The point is, that I played a CNN clip last week where they said Mao was good. When you get a big government, it always gets taken over by evil people who enjoy death and destruction. And I have literally hundreds of government documents. We cover them in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where world leaders say they want to sterilize us, they want to poison us, they want to kill us. But you can't give somebody a shot and have them die an hour later. That would be too obvious. That's why, from the polio shots to the modern shots today, literally thousands of media reports, hundreds of government documents, how live cancer viruses are added to most of the major vaccines, mercury, you name it. And it's so horrible, people have trouble even believing this. But this is really happening. This is really going on. I've seen AP reports where they've done tests of reservoirs that aren't connected to sewage treatment plants and aren't connected to runoff that shouldn't have Prozac and other drugs in it, but they're finding it at massive levels. It is being added to your water. I showed an ABC News article 2 weeks ago where kangaroos in Australia that drink fluoridated water that the citizens are drinking are dying in mass. You can pull up endless news reports. Farm animals die from fluoride, where they'll have a drought, so farmers or ranchers will give, in, say, one case in Colorado I saw last year, they will give fluoridated water that the citizens are drinking, and cows and horses drink a lot more water per capita, per body weight, than humans, and they start dying. They start fracturing bones. They start going insane. They start having their hair falling out. You are being chemically attacked by design. There's the ABC News headline. Kangaroos dying of fluoride poisoning. This is the reality. Now, there are hundreds of other ways they're poisoning us and killing us. Every major GMO crop that gets approved has the side effect, but it's the main effect, they claim it's a side effect, of reducing fertility and sterilizing mammalian species in the test of the rats and guinea pigs. Every major GMO food that gets approved in major top prestigious studies attacks the organs. In fact, Google this for them. GMO corn, study finds GMO corn causes organ damage. Study finds, there was one that came out from a major prestigious outfit, what, just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And I sit here, there it is, Monsanto, you guys are quick. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure, study reveals. In fact, print that for me. And it, the International Journal of Biological Sciences, one of the top three research journals. I mean, they know what's going on. And even if they don't know, and they just don't care and it's about profit, you need to know this is going on. You need to know this is happening. You need to be made aware of what's going on in this agenda. In fact, pull up the Times of London article. World's richest meet in secret to talk about overpopulation. And it says, we're establishing a global government to reduce population. Bill Gates gave a speech, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? We played clips of it here on air, where he said we've got to increase vaccination worldwide to reduce population. Just an open statement. And here's another issue. Most college grads were given the received knowledge that there's too many people and that humans are bad. And they feel like that this is happening to somebody else. No, this is happening to you. Put it back up on screen. There's the article. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. World's richest meet in secret at Rockefeller University in New York to talk about plans to reduce world population. You are being attacked. The male sperm count is down by over 85% in Europe and the United States. They've got studies per city where they fluoridate the water, where you'll have people in it who've, in the studies, they'll test people that have lived most of their lives or their whole life in that city versus someone who's lived in a small town that doesn't fluoridate. Nothing wrong with their sperm. The people drinking fluoridated water, the sperm don't have tails. The sperm are deformed. The sperm are, but humans are so strong and our genetics are so strong and there's millions of sperm that go out every time the mammals have intercourse, that still some make it through. Still, with that 13 to 15% of viable sperm we've got left, we can still continue human existence. And again, they can't have a soft kill or soft sterilization program happen overnight. It takes years for sodium fluoride and the other chemicals to build up in all of the organs. It takes years for this to happen. I had a scientist on, what, a month ago, going over now declassified government documents where not only did they have Agent Orange that they knew was sterilizing and causing cancer in our troops in Vietnam, they added a neurotoxin to it to cause brain damage. That is a secret 1996 Army report declassified in the last few months that we had a guest on, a toxicologist, to cover. I mean, folks, they know exactly what they're doing. And I know American Idol's on. I know your favorite TV show's on. I know they're having the kite festival down in Zilker Park today. I was down there. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Everything looks fine. But all of this evil is going on around you. And because it's so incredibly draconian and oppressive, a lot of us have trouble admitting it to ourselves. Last night, before I took my wife and children out to dinner, I was sitting on the back porch, and it just hit me how real this is, how right we are, how incredibly open this conspiracy against free humanity is, and just how psychopathic and evil our government is. Remember, this is mainline history, not debated. Eugenics was born 155 years ago or so in England. It became dominant in the United States. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation that ran Cold Spring Harbor Eugenics Facility in New York that runs the Human Genome Project today, that ran the program 37 years ago to take your baby's blood at birth secretly. I told you about that 14 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Studying how to kill us, studying how to control us, studying how to take over. Our government created Adolf Hitler and set him up. He was the eugenics Führer. And Jesse Ventura's new book, by the way, has a chapter on Bush's grandfather, George Bush Sr.'s father, Prescott Bush, being the main Nazi agent in the U.S. That's London Guardian. That's Associated Press. You cannot make this up. Your life means nothing to these ruthless people. And if you have studied history, you would know that 9 times out of 10, ruthless mass murdering killers, the worst of the worst, get in control of society because they're the ones that have the hunger. They're the ones that have the desire for power and control and domination. So I ask yourselves, why are they forcibly medicating your water supply with a deadly poison? Why are you letting them do it? Why are you eating GMO food? Why are you giving your kids mercury-filled shots? Why are you going along with this? Why do you let them put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac? Why do you let them do all this to you? We're going to come back in the next hour. We've got a bunch of police state, nanny state news we're going to cover. And your phone calls at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I'm Alex Jones, a voice in the wilderness, trying to warn you that there is great evil amongst us. It is expanding. It is taking over. And we must meet it head on and have the strength to admit the level of tyranny and wickedness that we are facing. You must awaken now.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.